A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. With God on our side, who can be against us? Nothing, therefore, can come between us and the love of Christ, even if we are troubled or worried or being persecuted or lacking food or clothes or being threatened or even attacked. For I am certain of this, neither death nor life, no angel, no prince, nothing that exists and nothing still to come, not any power or height or depth nor any created thing can ever come between us and the love of God made visible in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Word of God.
Please stand if you're able.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If we love one another, if we love one another, God will live in us and that love will be strong. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, 'He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you.'" The good news of salvation.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Blessings for everybody who's here tonight. I really am glad to see you all. So those who come to Easter Vigil, on the one hand, may be taking a shortcut. We fast forward and skip about 12 hours of fertile waiting in darkness. We skip over the Saturday experience and get ourselves to Easter. On the other hand, we gather to hear lots of the Word of God and celebrate with gusto and light. So who's to say? In real life, we know we can't skip over the darkness. as much as we'd like to do so, as much as we wrestle with it, curse it, appreciate it, wallow in it, embrace it. Since Palm Sunday, I've been most affected by the systemic and personal cruelty that we're witnessing. Those who went on the pilgrimage to Montgomery were viscerally reminded of inhumane treatment. This sin-drenched cruelty is not new. Our hearts break and break again. We may be paralyzed or moved to action and everything in between. We pray for wisdom and courage and faithfulness, and we pray that we are making progress in the world, that love will win in the long haul, and we are in a long haul. Life, suffering, death, new life. The cycle of faith that we rely upon based on Jesus' lived experience. Together we gather in the tomb. So that picture that I handed out is part of our Stations of the Cross by De Grazie. Do you have one, Greg?
Sure.
Okay. And what I love about this picture is the person, Jesus presumably, in the tomb is not alone. There are people gathered with him, angels and people who have come before. They're gathered around him. And so when we think about who opened the tomb, how did the tomb get opened? Well, there are people in there with him. There are spirits, there are angels. And when we are in darkness, we are not alone either. So no matter what our darkness is, whether it is illness or loss or fear, some kind of despair, there are people all around us. There are spirits all around us to lift us up and move us forward. Sometimes we may think we're in the tomb, that it is a death moment. So there are lots of little deaths, not just the big one. Not just the big one that Jesus experienced, but all those little deaths along the way. And so we know we're surrounded by people in that moment. We might think of our deaths and the tomb as a womb. We might be in a womb, a place of gestation and development. Maybe in the midst of suffering, there is growth happening there. Maybe there is development. Maybe we're learning to shine. Maybe we're finding new ways in the darkness. So we might be in a tomb. We might be in a womb. We might be in a cocoon. I've been spinning for a long time, Lord. You've given me cords of despair to spin into joy, confusion to spin into trust, doubt to spin into faith, selfishness to spin into love. I have spent many hours laboring to spin threads of gold and silver and bright colors from ugliness and pride. I began a caterpillar. I still am, slow and clumsy, inching an existence in a world that was very small and defined by what I could see from my lowly vantage point. I moved from place to place with one purpose, to fill my hunger from things of earth. Gradually, my physical hunger abated and a gnawing emptiness overcame me. I was drawn to you, O God, though I knew you not. Drawn to spin, though I knew not what or why. Day by day you presented me with threads of my humanity, challenging me to spin your ways around and through until the cord reflected you. The thread of humanity, my thread, interwoven with your divinity. Unknowingly, I've enclosed myself with my spinning, your spinning. I saw the last glimmer of the naked world yesterday. The spinning must cease for now. Now I am in total darkness, surrounded by cords of many colors that I cannot see, hungering for a release from inch-by-inch existence, believing from a center I cannot tap that you have a plan, a secret that I must wait for in suspense. I'll wait, O God, though I am in darkness. I wait. It's quiet here if I stop the chattering of my mind. It's a peaceful place if I call a truce with the warring of my soul. I must rest and wait. Someone told me a story once of a glorious creature called a butterfly. What a strange and glorious creature. And so we look at those moments of darkness in our life, and we have hope because of Jesus Christ. We have hope that something is happening in the midst of darkness. We would not ever wish suffering on anyone. And at the same time, that is what transforms us. It helps us to let go of all we hold on to. So tonight is a night of celebration. It's also a night where we know that that tomb, that womb, that cocoon is holding us and that we are not alone. There are many holding us in the midst of darkness and calling us forth into life.
So we're going to lift up our prayers.